This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, Jack? How are you, man?
Y'all, turn on
the
Facebook.
The eye roll that just happened.
He's like, oh, man, this guy.
This is what it is.
Turn on Facebook Live.
This is what it is.
You'll see Dak Prescott on the home of America's team sitting down with us.
When Dak wins this game, Ben, will you still be a Romo fan? Dak has arrived, and Ben, are you ready to call him the man? He'll throw it outside to either Jarwin or Cooper. Fight! Dax Rob!
I guess your people didn't tell you until we just got here who you were sitting down with, Dak.
I thought I had a restraining order.
You did.
I think you still do. I've got the paperwork somewhere around here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you've lost it.
How are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you guys for having me.
When did you get into town?
I got into town yesterday.
Okay.
Yep, yesterday.
Nice. Now, you have a throwing contest later today, and your boy...
I'm in it.
Your stalker's in it.
I'm in it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look at that look.
I don't believe it.
You go find out here real soon. We have, like, interviews with, like, James Brown and Herschel Walker to record, and he's skipping them.
I'm bringing the hammer.
He's going over to the throwing contest. Okay. The big question that, well, there's two big questions. Number one, did you get notifications about Zeke unfollowing and then following you back on Instagram?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, what happened?
No, I mean, I think I just saw the same way as y'all did. So I was just on social media, and I see some posts, why did Zeke unfollow Dak or something? And then I clicked that, and next you know, it's like this whole threads of, like, people coming up with some fake or whatever reasoning. I don't know. Maybe he hit the wrong button, but me and Zeke are great. We just spent the whole Pro Bowl and weekend together. We're good.
So was he just on your feed stalking your page? Is that what he was doing?
He probably and just accidentally slipped to hit the unfollow button. Or,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I didn't text him back and he unfollowed me. I don't know.
All right, Jerry called in last night to the station unscheduled because they were talking. Jack's got a scared face.
Yeah, you know this.
Oh, man. You never know what's going to happen. He called in unscheduled to Ben and Skin because they were talking about the coaching moves and all that stuff. And he kind of alluded to Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator / play caller. What would Kellen bring?
Yeah.
What makes this guy special? Travis Frederick came on and referred to him as a genius. Like, what's different about this guy?
Yeah, Trav said it. I mean, he's honestly one of these young genius phenoms in the game. And just what he knows, the way, obviously, he knows the football that we've been playing and kind of where the game's been going, the more on the ball or whatever it is, that the style of play you want to call it. But he's special. He knows a lot about the game, just the way he sees the game, the way he's ahead of the game. He can bring a lot to us, a lot of creativity, something we need.
Did you start having a little more say or impact later on into the season in terms of getting together with game plans? And how does that work? Like, are you input from day one, increase throughout the season, increase in year three, more emphasis and say? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, it's just really as I see something, as I want to put in my input or whatever you want to say, I just do it. No matter if it's early in the season, late in the season, or whenever it may be, it's more. If I see something I really like, it, I'm gonna make sure I go to them with the confidence or with that we need to put this in. And they've always been great in doing so.
You know, we talk a lot. There's a lot of chatter on social media, like, man, get Dak running more. Let's have him run more outside the pocket. You know, design runs. How much of that is you know? That's what the play is. The play breaks down. You want to run.
Yeah.
Do you want to run more than you do now?
I mean, I think running is just one thing at this position that you've just got to allow it to come. It's got to allow it to happen. It's not necessarily, I need to go in this game and I need to run the ball 10 times for us to open up Zeke or for us to open up the pack. Like, not necessarily that. It's a lot of times just how the defense plays the quarterback, how they play the run, and it's just, you just have to be able to take what they give you. So for me going in, it's not, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that. It's more, I think a lot of our success and things happen a lot of time when it's not a call, and it's more me improvising, me just making a play, getting out of the pocket. I think it's the majority of my legs has success more so than us calling design run play.
You're on Twitter. You're on social media. What do you say to the Cowboy fan, us included, who say, oh, we want to see more movement. We want to see Rams and Chiefs influence and, you know, different routes and stuff that's unpredictable. And what do you say to that fan who wants to see a little bit more of that with the college offense that you came from and thrived in?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I mean, honestly, sometimes it's fair for them to have their arguments. The college offense I came from, the college offense Zeke came from are very, very, very similar. I mean, it's the same coaches pretty much, the same people that installed him. But once again, you got to look around. You got to see the pieces in the team we have. When you got a guy like Zeke and you got to run it back like that, you got to give him the ball. And you got to make sure that you dominate the time of possession and do those things that you do when you have a guy like him. And then it takes away sometimes from the movement, all this other stuff, but it's about being who we are.
Did you know going into last year that the number one wide receiver issue was going to be a problem until you got Amari? Like, when did you guys realize that, man, we kind of need extra help there?
I mean, I don't know if there's a time to just it's not good. We don't have a guy that's getting open. I mean, guys were doing well. I wasn't comfortable. It wasn't the same guys at the same positions as much as it was anything. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, you look out there and it's a different X than it was a play ago. It's a different Z than it was a play ago. And sometimes that, I think what that did is that created a little bit of uncertainty for me. So more so than it was getting the number one, it was just getting a consistent lineup and group across the board that I knew who was my F. It was Beasley. I knew my X was Michael Gallup. I knew my Z was Amari Cooper, that type of deal. Mm-hmm. So then when I went out there and I saw somebody different, I knew exactly what they were doing. I knew exactly where they were, and it wasn't the scrum. And I think that more than anything just allowed me to settle in. But when you have a guy like Amari and his ability to get open, the way he studies and prepares the game, it's second to none, and that's what makes him a number one
what
receiver.
Day did Jerry and Steven tell you to throw to Amari and not to Beasley?
Yeah, I've been waiting for that day. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Cole knows that. I have to call Cole.
All right, what's going on with Sleep Number?
No, I mean, Sleep Number's great. I tell people, and I was joking, you know, when we're 3-5, I took that bye week off and actually went and got a Sleep Number. So we can say it was Amari, we can say it was the Sleep Number. Who knows the real reason of why things turned around? But Sleep Number, honestly, is great. Growing up, I wasn't one that all needed this bed or that bed. Not being very fortunate, you didn't always have a choice. So I actually thought I liked my bed until I was introduced to the Sleep Number, and just being able to change my comfort level. Being able to wake up in the morning and check my score and say, hey, I got a 75. And then not only that, you go and throw 3 touchdowns that week, you're competitive. Next week, I want to get an 80. I might can throw 4 touchdowns. So it's all about the competitive edge. And when you realize how sleep is a competitive edge and it's just important as exercise and diet, Sleep Numbers work wonders for me.
All right, where do we need to go in Atlanta? Where are we rolling?
Yeah.
What's the cool tonight? Spots around here?
I don't know. You tell me. I thought y'all had the spots.
Here, just write a fake number there for me. I can just say I have Dak's number.
Dak gave me a number.
Just a fake number.
Yeah, I got you. 4. Just write 4.
Dak Prescott. Yeah,
it's like with TV. 555-444-444.
Dak Prescott. Oh, the home of America. Thank you, man. Have a good offseason. Have fun this week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.